His arms are open wide. This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station.
Welcome to Thy Word is a Lamp. This is a family Bible teaching ministry. Today you will be listening to our Bible teacher, Sheila Suarez.
Praise the name of Jesus. It's really a privilege to be here another Saturday evening to continue in the gospel writings of Matthew. We are in Matthew chapter 15, and we will be continuing from verse 13. That we left off the last time. So we see here in Matthew, the Lord Jesus was speaking, and he had just finished calling the scribes and Pharisees hypocrites, because they were there thinking of what was going on in the external, but was not thinking of their hearts, of getting themselves clean up. So they were so caught up in religion that they did not understand the importance of truly making their hearts right with God. So Jesus himself called them hypocrites, and that they honor God with their lips and not with their hearts. So we see where the disciples came to Jesus and said, "Do you know that the Pharisees were offended? You had offended them, Jesus." And Jesus said in verse 13, that's where we left off the last time, Jesus answered and said, "Every plant which thy heavenly Father has not planted will be uprooted." So people of God, no matter what we are going on with, if it's not of God, it will come to nothing. It will be uprooted. Our vain religion cannot sustain us. It is a relationship with Jesus Christ. So we are going to continue from there today, but let us pray and begin. Father, we come to you in the name of Jesus. We thank you for who you are. Thank you for your faithfulness towards us. Thank you for your love which never fails. Thank you, O God, for this privilege to come to teach your people your word. We pray in the name of Jesus, O God, that we will not just be hearers of your word, but we will be doers of your word. We pray, O God, Almighty Lord, that we will be so enlightened by your word that our lives will be transformed by the renewing of our minds. O God, let your word find that good place in our hearts, O God, that it will germinate and bring forth fruits of righteousness. Father, we just thank you again for what you're doing in this season. Thank you for your Holy Spirit presence with us. Thank you, Holy Spirit, that you illuminate your word to us. Your word said you guide us into all truth. So we just thank you right now, O God, that we are being transformed by the truth of your word, O God, and that we will go forth, O God Almighty, showing forth your glory and your praise. Thank you, O God Almighty Lord, for saving those who are not yet saved. O God Almighty, we pray that your word will prick their hearts, O God, and bring forth change. Lord, we thank you, O God Almighty Lord, for those of us who are saved, that we, O God Almighty Lord Jesus, will grow in grace and knowledge of you. Father, we bless you, we thank you, and we give you glory for this privilege, O God, to bring forth your word. And we pray, O God Almighty, in the name of Jesus, that your word will continuously be a lamp to our feet and a light to our path. Have your way in us, O God, and may your perfect will be done as we look to you by faith, in no other name but the name of Jesus. And we say amen and amen. Praise God. So we see where Jesus answered and said in verse 13 of Matthew 15, "Every plant which my heavenly Father has not planted will be uprooted." So we have to understand, people of God, only what God does in us will truly last. People of God, when we come up with our own agenda and things on our own, we see it will come to nothing. But when God is in it, it will flourish, people of God, and it will bring forth fruit. Look on verse 14 of Matthew 15. Jesus continued, "Let them alone. They are blind leaders of the blind. And if the blind leads the blind, both will fall into a ditch." So Jesus said, leave those religious people alone. They are blind. They are blind leaders of the blind. So they are blind leaders. They have no knowledge of the Messiah King. They have no knowledge of Jesus Christ, the Messiah, whom they were looking for, is with them. They have no knowledge. They harden their hearts, people of God. And we have to understand that when our hearts are hardened, there is no place for the word in us. The word was with them, yet still there was no place for Jesus among them, because their religion has blinded their eyes to who Jesus is. So Jesus said, if the blind lead the blind, both will fall into a ditch. So can you imagine a blind man leading a blind man? Both of them will fall into a ditch because you will not see where you're going and you are going to take somebody else with you. So we as God's people must ask the Lord to enlighten us by his word, so that we as leaders in the kingdom of God will lead God's people in the pathway of righteousness for his great name's sake. So we have to come to understand, people of God, we are called, those of us who are called in leadership position, we are called to lead people and to point people to Jesus Christ. We are called to show them Jesus. And we have to be the example. We are called to lead by example. So we are called as people of God not to be blind leaders, but to have our eyes open, to be enlightened by the Holy Spirit. Ask the Holy Spirit to illuminate the word to you so that you can be that leader who God called you to be, who will lead God's people in the path that they should go. Look on verse 15 of Matthew chapter 15. Then Peter answered and said to him, explain the parable to us. So even his disciple did not understand the parable. So Jesus said, are you also still without understanding? Do you not yet understand that whatever enters the mouth goes into the stomach and is eliminated? So we see in 16, verses 16 and 17, Jesus answered the disciple. Jesus answered Peter. Peter had said to him, explain the parable to us. So Jesus said, are you also without understanding? That is verse 16. And verse 17, he said, do you not yet understand that whatever enters the mouth goes into the stomach and is eliminated? So we see, people of God, in the earlier part of the chapter, where the Pharisees were there saying that the disciples were eating and their hands were not washed. So they were so engrossed in the things of the external man. They were thinking of all that goes on externally, but was not thinking of the heart. So they were thinking, okay, their hands are not washed, so they will be eating food with their dirty hands. They will get sick. But Jesus said, what enters the mouth goes into the stomach and is eliminated. But look on verse 18 of Matthew 15. But those things which proceed out of the mouth comes from the heart. Those things which proceed out of the mouth come from the heart, and they defile a man. So Jesus was saying it, what comes from out of the heart, that is what defiles the man, is not what goes in. So Jesus said, what goes in enter the mouth and into the stomach and is eliminated. But the things which proceed out of the mouth come from the heart, and they defile a man. So Jesus was saying, whatever words come from our mouth, whatever speech comes from us, it comes from the heart, and that is what will defile us. We see, people of God, in Matthew 12, 34, Jesus himself was speaking to the religious leaders. He called them a brood of vipers. Brood of vipers, how can you, being evil, speak good things? For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. So Jesus, we see here, Jesus rebuking the religious people. In Matthew 12, 34, he called them a brood of snakes. How can you, being evil, speak good things? For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. And we see also, people of God, in Proverbs 4, 23, the word of God says, keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it spring the issues of life. So people of God, we have to be careful. We have to have our hearts guarded. We have to have our hearts guarded, that whatever comes in to our heart is something that will edify. So we have to keep our hearts, guard our hearts with all diligence, for out of it springs the issues of life. We want, people of God, what flows from us should bring life to those who hear, should edify, should build up, people of God. What we decide to feed our minds on will be displayed in our everyday action. What we feed our mind on will show forth on the outside. In our action, in our words, what we do or say will depict what is in our heart. So we have to understand, people of God. We have to ask the Holy Spirit to help us to guard our heart so that we can bring forth fruits of righteousness, words that edify, whatever we speak, people of God, gracious words that will bring help and wholeness to those who hear. We have to come to understand, people of God, it's the heart. And Jesus came to deal with matters of the heart. The religious people were looking on the external, and they want people to look on their external works and say, okay, they are doing well, they are holy. But holiness is from the heart, people of God. When our hearts are right before God, then we will walk in holiness and truth. Look at verse 19 of Matthew 15. For out of the heart proceeds evil thoughts. Jesus continues his discourse. For out of the heart proceed evil thoughts, murders, adulteries, fornication, theft, false witness, blasphemies. So all these evil behaviors are first what? Conceived in the heart before they can be acted out. So we see, people of God, all of the evil behaviors that we see around us, they are first conceived in the heart of man before they can be manifested. So it is so important, people of God, as children of God, that we ask the Holy Spirit to guard our hearts and minds. Guard our hearts and minds. We have to maintain a pure heart by meditating on things that are praiseworthy. When we read in Philippians 4:8, the word of God said, finally, brethren, whatever things are true, whatever things are noble, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are of good report, if there is any virtue and if there is anything praiseworthy, meditate on these things. What are we meditating on, people of God? What are we meditating on? The word of God tells us in Joshua 1:8, the Lord said to Joshua, the word of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you must meditate upon it day and night. You have to meditate upon it, Joshua, day and night. What are we meditating upon? Are we meditating on the word of God, which will keep our hearts pure? So whatever we say, people of God, it will be coming from a pure heart. So we want to be people who meditate upon God's word. And the word tells us, as he continues in Joshua 1:8, you're going to make your way prosperous. When you meditate upon the word of God, you make your way prosperous and you will have good success. So it comes down to us, people of God. What are we meditating on? What are we doing to keep our hearts pure? So we have the answer here in Philippians 4:8. Whatever things are true, whatever things are noble, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are of good report, if there is any virtue and if there is anything praiseworthy, these are the things that we must meditate on. So Jesus was saying, out of the heart proceed all those evil thoughts. And in verse 20, he said, these are the things that defile a man. These are the things that corrupt a man. But to eat with unwashed hands does not defile a man. So he was making it clear, whatever they were accusing you of, disciples, it's not right, because it's not eating with unwashed hands going to defile you, but is when your heart is filled with evil. And what comes from your heart is evil. Your actions, your words will be evil if your heart is evil. And those are the things that defile you. So people of God, we are to be more concerned about what defiles the spirit man than the physical man. Look at it, people of God, the scribes and Pharisees, they were so concerned about what takes place on the external. They were so concerned about this physical man. This body one day will die and decay, but the spirit man lives forever. The spirit is eternal. So we should be more concerned about the... So we should be more, people of God, concerned about the spirit man than the physical man. So let us take heed and not allow our hearts to be defiled by worldly lusts. So we have to understand, people of God, what Jesus is saying here is not what goes into a man's stomach that defiles him, but what comes from his heart. So we have to understand the importance of keeping our hearts pure. And we can't do it on our own. But we need the Holy Spirit of God to help us. The word tells us in John 6:63, Jesus was speaking. He said, it is the Spirit who gives life. The flesh profits nothing. The word that I speak to you are spirit, and they are life. So we need the word inside of our hearts, people of God. Thy word is a lamp to our feet and a light to our path. The psalmist said, I will hide your word in my heart that I will not sin against you. We need the word of God inside us, people of God. The word of God said, how can a young man cleanse his ways? How can we become pure? But by taking heed to the word of God, paying attention to the word of God, and obeying the word of God, the word is coming to us from every side. But what are we doing to the word when it comes? Do we have a place in our hearts for the word, people of God, to find that good place to grow? Is it good soil that we have in our hearts? God is calling us, people of God, to break up our fallow ground. There are areas in our hearts that the seed of the word cannot find a place to lodge so that it can grow. We need to ask the Holy Spirit to break up the fallow grounds of our hearts, so our hearts will be ready and pliable to receive the word of God. People of God, we want to have pure hearts. We want our hearts to be pure. So whatever proceeds from our hearts will be pure. The Lord is calling us children of God. The word of God tells us in Colossians 3:1-2. If then you were raised with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ is sitting at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things above, not on things on the earth. People of God, we have been so earthly minded. We have not been heavenly minded at all. We have to now be thinking more of the spiritual things. The spirit man lives on forever. But this flesh will die, it will decay. So we now have to set our minds on things above, not on things on the earth. Let us set our minds, people of God, on spiritual things. Let us place our affection on Jesus Christ. Let us look to him from whence cometh our help. So we have to come to understand and know that Jesus is calling us, people of God. He's calling us to have a pure heart. The word of God said, blessed are the pure in heart, Matthew 5:8. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. People of God, we want to see God. We want to see him high and lifted up. We want to see him in his exalted position. We want to see him as Lord over every aspect of our lives. People of God, we want our lifestyle to reflect him in every area. For out of what is in our heart, people of God, we will manifest if we are truly of Christ or not. If we are spiritual Christians or we are carnal Christians, we have to come to understand that we are called to change. We are called to lose our old life and to live the new life that is in Christ Jesus. We are called to lose ourselves and find it in Christ. So people of God, we are called to be raised up with Christ. We are called to seek the things which are above. We are called, people of God, to seek after spiritual things and to come to understand and know that God is calling us to have a pure heart. Our hearts must be pure, people of God. The psalmist said in Psalm 51:10, create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. So people of God, we want our hearts to be clean. We want our hearts to be pure. We can do it of ourselves. So, but as we ask the Holy Spirit to cleanse us, make us pure within, make us holy, make us righteous. It's the Holy Spirit who does that work in us. But we have to call upon him for help. He's able to help us. So Jesus was making it clear to the disciples. Many of them did not even understand what Jesus was saying. They have been with him, but never understand a lot of what he was saying. So they came and they asked for explanation. So he made it so clear to them. That is not what enters the mouth defiles the man, but what comes out of the mouth. For what enters the mouth goes into the stomach and is eliminated. But what comes from the heart, the things that proceed from our hearts, people of God, what is proceeding from our hearts today? What is coming from us? What is coming from our mouth, people of God? Is it words that edifies? Is it word that brings grace to those who hear? What is coming from us, people of God? We have to come to understand that out of our innermost beings shall flow rivers of living water. Whatever comes from us should be life-giving. It should make those who hear a better person. Father God, we have to come to understand, people of God, that we are called. Father God is calling us to that place of walking in purity of heart so that we can reflect him in every area of our lives. We want to be people who truly show forth the glory and praise of our Lord Jesus Christ. We don't want to be worshiping him with lip service only, but our hearts are far from him. We want our hearts, oh people of God, to be saturated with the word of God. We want our hearts to be so filled up with Jesus, who is the word, that whatever comes from us will truly bring honor and glory to the name of Jesus. We have to come to understand, people of God, that the Lord is calling us up higher. We have been at the low plane for so long. We have been walking, people of God, as mere men. But he's calling us, people of God, to walk in the supernatural, to walk as spirit beings, to walk empowered by his spirit, to walk as those that are spirit-filled and spirit-led. He's calling us, children of God, to be saturated by his spirit. But people of God, we have to seek him. The word of God said, if we seek the Lord with our whole heart, we will find him. So we want to seek him with our whole heart. We want to desire him more than our necessary food. We want to desire the word of God more than anything. So we want to ask the Lord to help us to come to that place, to stir up in us a hunger and a thirst for him, a hunger and a thirst for his word. And he promised to fill us up. And when we are filled up with the word of God, people of God, what we speak, what comes from our mouth will be the word. What comes from our mouth will be edifying. So we have to come to understand that God is calling us, children of God. God is calling us to that place where we truly reflect him in every area of our lives, where we come to know and understand that he is God and his name must be glorified right here on earth. His name must be honored among the people. So we as God's people have to know that our hearts must be pure and we cannot go around and expect to be walking in vain religion, trying in our human effort to please God. But we have to be surrendered to the Holy Spirit. And when we are surrendered to him, when we are yielded to him, people of God, our hearts will be made right. He will work on our hearts and he will bring us to that place of complete surrender to Jesus Christ, where the word will find that place in us to germinate and bring forth fruits of righteousness. People of God, the Lord is calling us up higher. For too long, we have been at the low plane. For too long, we have been behaving like we are mere carnal men. But we are spiritual beings. We are transformed. We should be transformed by the renewing of our minds. So when our minds are renewed by the word, people of God, then we will walk in holiness. We will walk in purity of heart. And whatever comes from us will be edifying, people of God. So we have to come to that place of knowing that we are called to honor God in our everyday walk. We are called to live by his word. Faith comes by hearing, hearing by his word. We are called, people of God, to treasure the word of God. Let it be like that hidden treasure that we have found. Let us hold firmly to it because it's so valuable to us. So we are called, people of God, to make sure that our hearts are right before God and make sure, people of God, that we are depending upon the Holy Spirit to lead us and guide us into all truth. We have to come to that place of understanding that it's not by might, nor by power, but by the Spirit of God. So we have something to do. We have to cooperate with the Holy Spirit, people of God. As he comes to transform us into the image of Christ, we have to cooperate with him, and we have to now have the mind of Christ, that our actions, our attitudes will be in alignment with the word of God. God bless you here today as we have come to the end of our session for today. And we pray that you will continue to grow in grace and knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. But before we go, I have an announcement to make that on the 14th of December, we will be having a special program. And that is, we will be going from 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. on December 14th. And we will have a special guest in studio with us. And that will be a medical doctor who will be here to talk to us about medical issues, things that affect God's people. And he will also be taking questions from you. So I'm just telling you from now, so prepare to come on and listen and also call in and ask questions of the doctor on December 14th at 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. So it's a one-hour program, people of God, a special edition that evening, one-hour program with the medical doctor who will be coming in to help us to live a healthier lifestyle, bringing glory and honor to the name of Christ. God bless you all. Let us pray. Father, we thank you again for who you are. Thank you for your word to us this evening. Thank you that you are calling us, people, to have a pure heart so that we can be your people who show forth your glory and your praise. Father, we pray that your blessings will be upon us and that we will be transformed by the renewing of our minds. We pray, O God, in the name of Jesus, that we, O God, will surrender completely to you so that, O God, our whole life will reflect you. Father, we bless you and we thank you again for what you have done and what you are doing in this season. And we look to you by faith. In Jesus' precious name we pray and we say amen and amen. God bless you all. Have a wonderful rest of the weekend and continue to grow in grace and knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. Blessings to all. Amen and amen. In the
Thank you very much for listening to our Family Bible Teaching Ministry. Let's hope you have been blessed by this wonderful word, Thy Word is a Lamp. You can reach us at 561-667-8477. 561-667-8477. Join us again next week at the same time. Thy Word is a Lamp.
Seven million people suffer with Alzheimer's or dementia. Alzheimer's treatment